Welcome to the Brian Beebe Half Hour Variety Hour. It's really 15 minutes of fun, music, and laughter stretched out into something much, much longer. And now, here's your host, Brian Beebe.
I got a whole lot of things to tell her when I get home. Hey, Brian Beebe here. I'm a professional musician up in the Wisconsin Dells area, and I have been for many years. I've told you my story from Wednesday to Wednesday that I used to play in a duo with Robin Zander of Cheap Trick a long time ago before he joined Cheap Trick, and I've been up there ever since. I can't figure out anything else to do. The other night, somebody said, "Boy, Brian, you've come a long way in your career," and I said, "Yeah, about 6 miles." From the bar we used to play in downtown to a bar out on the strip in Lake Delton. Anyway, my show today is brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill in 6 locations in Wisconsin. Middleton, Sun Prairie. Let's see if I can remember. Middleton, Sun Prairie, a new one in Verona, and 2 of them in the Dells, and then Eau Claire. So the one in the Dells at the Wilderness has a nice theater in the basement. And I'll tell you about the shows that they put on there. But I'm also brought to you by Sorrento's Italian Restaurant at the Wilderness. It's Sorrento's at the Wilderness. And that's a very nice but family-oriented Italian restaurant in the Dells that has a cool bar, a very, very personal kind of fun atmosphere for a guy to play piano and sing old songs and have people right up close, like in a piano bar setting. I'm gonna see if I can see. Hey, I put the big smile on the people here for a minute. Today we're going to talk about people. Music, I'm sure, will come up when people call in. You can call in and we'll talk about anything you feel like on 608-210-1667. And between now and 3 o'clock, if you give us a call, we'll talk. But I'm going to talk about people that have entered your life stream at different places, not just anybody, but people that you met who seemed kind of like they would be normal people, maybe a friend, maybe not a friend. And then they turned out to be something more, much more, and much more important through things that you did with them or they did for you or whatever. They became so much more important in your life and more amazing. Just out of nowhere, they became something more than just regular folks. But anyway, I've got a friend of mine here today. His name is Ed Legge, L-E-G-G-E, and he's a reporter for Capital Newspapers, who has helped me and helped Monk's a number of times promoting shows in their theater. And just back in April of last year, when Cheap Trick was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they happened to mention my name as part of the reason that they were able to put that band together in, you know, the early days. And they gave me a little credit, and I became sort of famous for a couple of weeks. The newspaper, Capital Newspapers, wrote some things about me, and I was on Mitch Hanks' show on iHeartRadio. And from that, Mitch Hanks has been kind of a mentor to me to start doing these podcasts that I've been doing kind of every Wednesday, sort of. You know, we skip a Wednesday here and there, but every Wednesday at 2, and we have usually, we've talked about a lot of things, the Beatles. We never actually talked about Cheap Trick and a lot about my association with Robin, because I think everybody kind of knows that, or maybe I'm tired of talking about it or whatever, but that hasn't come up in the podcast. We've talked about popular music in general. Last week we talked about how popular music has retained a lot of the common thread in the structure of these songs and the reasons why certain songs make it to the top and provide lasting enjoyment for people for generations, and why that has carried on. Every generation seems to have their own favorite music, and we talked about that. This week, I want to talk about people. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Somebody who just seemed like a regular person, just like all the rest of the people you meet, and then things happen. You find out more about this person. You find out just how amazing they are. And I don't want to talk through my breaks this time, Mike. I know we're not there yet, but this one guy is going to need me. I'm going to need to mention quite a lot about him. Maybe I will talk about Mitch Hank first, because I wasn't planning to talk about Mitch, but because I got on his show, things have changed for me a lot, this podcast being one part of it. Mitch Hank, I first met him at the Ivory Room Piano Bar, where I used to play Mondays and Wednesdays, or Mondays and Tuesdays once in a while. I really wanted to turn Madison on its ear and really make a big splash for myself. Do I need these? I do. But I don't remember. You know, what about my hair? Yeah, I guess I need them. My hair. Yeah, I guess I'll have to do that with my hair. Anyway, Mitch Hank was there, and he seemed to be, you know, there was, he would come in with a girl on this Monday, and then the next week later, the Wednesday, he'd come in with a different girl. You know, and I'm just saying that so he'll just to ruffle his feathers. It's not even true. But he would always ask me for Sinatra and Tony Bennett. He's a big fan of that music. And he has a Sinatra and comedy show with a band that he takes out and plays in different places. But I found out later that he was on the radio on WIBA AM. He was a talk radio legend in Madison with mostly political stuff, but he can talk about anything, popular culture, whatever you feel like. And he has and I was just going to say that he wasn't in my life for a number of years after I'd met him at the Ivory Room Piano Bar. And then because of the Cheap Trick Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, a girl named Terry Barr, who worked with Mitch at WIBA, and she was a big Cheap Trick fan, somehow we met at one of the Robin Zander shows, I think, up at Monk's Bar and Grill in the Dells. And from that, we became Facebook friends, and she got me in touch with Mitch to be interviewed on his show. And from there, it has really changed. And I wanted to tell you a little bit more about Mitch, because I'm so proud to know him. He's an entrepreneur in many senses of the word. But things you don't know about Mitch that I'm going to tell you about is he's done a lot for the community. He opened up a halfway house for girls who won't go all the way. Yeah, he is the chairman of the Madison chapter of Sex Without Partners. And he just does a lot for. In fact, he used to be a doctor. I found this out later through other people, but he had to give up his practice because he was becoming emotionally involved and sexually involved with his patients. Wait a minute. And it was a shame he had to give up that practice because he was one of the finest veterinarians in Manatee County. In Dane County for a long time, and it really is a shame he had to give that up. But Mitch is he's a humble man, but with good reason. You know what I mean? It's not just humble. He really has no reason to be proud of anything. He's humble for a reason. So he's very humble. If you get talking to him, just a minute, I'm going to refer to my notes for a couple of more of these zingers, and then I can honestly say that I have not met anybody who ever talked. He doesn't talk about his intelligence. In fact, it never comes up. Nobody ever. Halfway house. I guess that's it. I don't know if that's That's it. But I wanted to tell you a couple more things, too, about I wanted to correct a couple things from my shows in the past, and then we'll get talking about these people that I want to talk about. I told a joke about my online dating. I've done a lot of that, talking about my online dating. But I told a joke, and when I listened to the show, I realized I had told it wrong. I said, I met this girl, and I told her that she painted her eyelashes too high. And it's supposed to be eyebrows. Here's the joke. I told her she painted her eyebrows a little too high, and she looked surprised. When I told her, she looked surprised. Ed, you're supposed to be Ed McMahon over there. Come on, let's
correct,
see.
Correct, sir.
Yeah, that is correct, sir. Yeah. And what else did I want to correct? Oh, yeah.
I thought I was supposed to be quiet.
A couple of things I wanted to say that I haven't said. Last show, we talked about music and how it's changed and how it's stayed the same. And people say, you know, the music nowadays is so suggestive, and there's so much sex and so much filth in the lyrics and stuff. And I just wanted to remind you of a 70s classic that has turned into, elevator music at its finest. The old people love this song, and here's how it goes. Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough with a girl like you. You think that isn't suggestive and risque? And the second verse is, pass that by me one more time. That could be a drug reference. Pass that by me one more time. I mean, I just, so there are a lot of songs. And even, boy, in our generation, my generation, when I was a kid, the Doors and the Stones, there was a lot of drug references. And, God, Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, all about drugs and weird sex and stuff. I mean, it isn't, I don't know that they had so much of that in the 30s and 40s, but there were always songs about getting together, and they always used the double entendre, like, do that to me one more time. I mean, okay, that's the other thing. The other thing I wanted to tell you, a couple of things that are just kind of, I don't know, announcements, things that are kind of amazing to me that I wanted to pass on to you. And we're here at 608. 210-1667 if you want to get your calls together. And by the way, if you call in about somebody in your life that, you know, we're going to talk about these amazing people that we run into, practice it first without mentioning their name. Will you do that? Because I think we might do better here with this subject if we can keep the names out of it and just talk about the people. People that you know, when you describe this person, we'll know who you're talking about. So don't worry about it. All right, two quick announcements that you don't, and these aren't really even announcements, but did you know that up in Baraboo, on the corner, I might have mentioned this in another show, next to the Al Ringling Theater, there is a clown museum, a clown hall of fame museum that you can go in, and they'll show you around, and it's got famous clown stuff that you can't believe. And the guy who takes you around is the clown that was on. He isn't a clown when he takes you around, but he was dressed as a clown on American Pickers, on the American Pickers show, when they actually picked the Clown Museum in downtown Baraboo. The other thing, this is the last announcement, okay? The Dells, whether you know this or not, has a drive-in movie. Now, isn't that amazing? I mean, where can you go now and go to the drive-in movie?
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Very cheap.
And I don't know that people go there a lot, but I've seen a lot of movies there. And it used to be like you could get $5 for a carload of people to go to it. I don't think it's probably that way now. But because they make it up they get great food, and not great food, but something to eat in the snack bar, and they figure they'll make it up there. I don't know what it costs to go to this movie. But they have first-run movies. I mean, the ones that are on the regular theater, and they'll have two of them, a double feature, and they have it on two different screens.
That's awesome.
So you can have your car facing front, or you can have it facing back, and depending on which movie you want to watch. And you tune your radio to a radio frequency, so you have to have a good battery in your car to go to this drive-in. But and then you listen to it on your stereo in your car. Drive-in movie. It's called the Big Sky Drive-In, and I'm not promoting them or paying. They're not paying me to say this, but it's just a neat thing about the Dells that you don't find anywhere else. And I'm kind of somebody asked me if my podcasts. It was Ed. It's my friend Ed here. Asked me if my podcasts have had a Dells flavor to them, and they do. I think because I have played there every summer for at least a week or two every summer since 1970. I'm going to say the date. 71. So you're talking about this will be my 46th summer of playing music in Wisconsin Dells, and I play other places. I did 20 years in Florida. And I also, I have a little bit of an announcement, too. I'm going to play some Wednesdays in Fitchburg, near Madison here, just south of Madison, at Me and Julio's, which is a really cool restaurant and bar that has music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And they, the guy that owns the place has shown up at Sorrento's a few times, and dropped his business card in my tip jar, and along with some money. It was money, too. It wasn't just to drop the business card. But he asked me to call him and see about playing, and I went down there, with the idea that I would play once Wednesday in May. And before I was out of there, they offered me two other ones. And one of them is this coming Wednesday, the 12th of April, and then the 26th of April, Me and Julio's. Before I get to break here, I wanted to tell you about a show that's coming up this Saturday at Monks at the Wilderness in the Dells. It's an act that has been in the Dells a number of times now. Zeno and Joe. Zeno used to be the lead singer, of a Cheap Trick, because they started a year before Robin was actually done performing with me. We had a contract to play another summer in the Dells, and he couldn't join them right away, and they started up in 73 with a different singer. Well, this singer was a kid from our high school class, too, and in our high school choir. His name is Randy Hogan, but Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick named him Zeno, and he's held on to that name. He's the lead singer in a band, a great Madison, Milwaukee band called Bad Boy that plays at Summerfest every year. But he's also playing in Zeno and Joe and Zeno Joe 2.0. And what it is Zeno on guitar and vocals and a guy named Joe Ketchum, who is the concert master in a great theater in the Third Ward in Milwaukee. And he plays violin with all these heavy electronic effects on it that just make it sound enormous. They have a great, great sound. They do a lot of classic rock that you can't hear anybody else play, because they use that violin. They do that Baba O'Reilly by The Who, where he goes with the string thing. And then you do Cashmere by Led Zeppelin. You know, just two guys, but it sounds huge. And they're playing Saturday night at 11:30 or 11:00 if they get some encores like they usually do, at Monks at the Wilderness this Saturday night. And I want to tell you, too, when my wife passed away a few years ago, I asked a few of my musician friends to play at a benefit that was at Crystal Grand in the Dells. And lots of them showed up. And I hadn't even thought to ask Zeno. And he called me and offered. And he and Joe played at the Crystal Grand for this benefit. And we're the highlight of the show. They really knocked everybody out. So see them Saturday night. Here we're coming up on break, but after I finish, after the break is over, we're going to talk about people that have popped up in your life who surprised you and were much more amazing than you expected. And you can call in and tell us your story. If you can leave the names out of it, it would really help. If you slip up, no big deal. Practice a couple times before you call in and try to leave the name out of it. I'm going to try to, and I'll slip up. But anyway, it's 210-1667, and we're streaming live on Facebook and on MadisonTalks.com. It's a great, great podcaster site with lots of podcasters every week. I'm one of them. Mitch Hank is one. He's on every day. They've had Tommy Thompson. They've had religious guys and political guys, and their podcasts are archived right there on MadisonTalks.com for you to listen to 24/7. So, and mine are there too. Anyway, we'll be right back. Brian Beebe on MadisonTalks.com.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com, looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
You're going to ask me, have you seen this thing? And I'll say, okay, no, I haven't seen it. What is it? Is his mic working? Okay, can you get a level on him?
Yes.
Anyway, we're back, and we're going to be talking about people that have popped up in your life and turned. I'm going to start by talking about a guy, and then you can call in and tell us about your guy or your lady that really changed. Not celebrities, not your husband and your wife trying to be sweet to them just by, you know. Think about your life path, and have there been people who weren't what they seemed to be at first and turned to? I'm going to tell you about a guy as an example that I met down in Florida. He's a Wisconsin guy. And the funniest part of, well, not the funniest part about it, is, but he was born in Muscadet, Wisconsin. I didn't meet him up here. I met him down in Florida. But Muscadet, if you know where that is about 10 miles from a town called Port Edwards, right down the river, right down the only road along the river. Here's Muscadet, and you go 8 or 10 miles down the road, and there's Port Andrews. I don't know what I said. Port Andrews is the name of the town. Across the bridge is Blue River, and then Boscobel is down that way, and that area. Anyway, Muscadet and Port Andrews are 6 or 8 miles apart. And believe it or not, he was born a few years before my father, the guy I'm talking about. But my father was born in Port Andrews, and this guy's born in Muscadet, and they never met. How could that be? I mean, it's just two tiny river towns, just 10 feet apart, and they never met. And this, my friend that I'm talking about, was a little older than my dad, but my dad had older brothers. Now, why hadn't they ever met? I don't know. That's baffling to me. But this guy, I met him down in Florida, and he was a you know, like he was an older guy, but he hung around with younger people. And gosh, he drank a lot of beer and played a lot of euchre, and had a lot of good friends that were kind of important in the community, restaurant owners and real estate guys. And he just ran with this pack of guys that was always fun, always drinking. And he had a huge laugh, and he liked to dance with young girls. And, you know, he wasn't a womanizer or anything like that, but he just was a fun, fun guy. And he clapped really, really loud. Every time he walked into the bar, if you were there, you could hear him clapping from down the hall. I don't know how he did it, but it was one of these. Really, much 10 times louder than that. And a good fun guy. And as I got to know him a little bit, oops, I think I might have hit my cord funny. I'm only getting, my phones are gone. Let's see. Okay, there they are. All right. As I got to know this guy and talked to people who knew him, I found out that, for example, now this is the first strange part about this guy. I told you he was a fun guy, intelligent. He used to work for Borden's Dairy in Madison years and years ago, and he's retired. He's down in Florida enjoying himself. And I found out that he has a wife, that he had a wife who was in a nursing home in Bradenton, which is near Longboat Key, where I was playing, and I met him. And the wife was in the nursing home with an Alzheimer's sort of thing. And this poor man would go to see her regularly, and she didn't know who he was. She was afraid of him. She was angry with him every time he went to see her. And this guy was in love with his wife, and this poor, terrible thing happened to her and happened to him. And he never said anything about it. I never knew anything about it. I learned it from somebody who knew him pretty well. Now, as the years went by, and I played on a Longboat Key for 10 years, I was playing in another place from where I first met him, and we got this rhythm down, him and I. I'd play for hours on end, you know, and when I'd had enough, or if the wrong people were in the room and giving me crap, or it was something, and I figured I had time coming, and I would take a break, and I would call out to my friend, I'm not going to use his name, road trip, and he knew that meant to go out to the parking lot, get his car, and pull up to the door, and I would run out quick and jump in the car, and we'd go to some other bar, have a couple of drinks, and then I'd come back and play some more. But road trip. Okay, now, one time, I hollered out road trip, and this was in 1995, and this was about the time that lots and lots of former military men were having 50-year anniversaries of their service in World War II. And like my father, who never talked about his war experience, this guy never talked about it either, but my father and him, this friend of mine, both decided to attend their 50-year anniversaries. I don't know if some of them were invited to go back to Normandy and everything, but these 50-year anniversary parties popped up. So anyway, I wasn't expecting this. I hollered out road trip, and he pulled up with the car, and I jumped in. On the seat between us were these photographs. Now, he was always taking photographs of anybody and everybody in the bar and stuff like that. But these photographs, I found them there between us in the seat, and I picked them up, and they were of white, ghostly people in uniforms. And it turned out that this friend of mine was in a troop that liberated the Buchenwald death camp in Nazi Germany back in his service in World War II. And that just floored me that he never, what did we know about this guy? What did we know? He was a fun guy that we all met, and none of this ever came up in conversation. You find out different things about people. Call us at 210-1667 if you have somebody you'd like to celebrate a little bit with us. You know that Robin Zander has been influential in my life, and I've been working for Tom Field and his brothers up at Sorrento's, and have treated me like family and taken me on vacation with them, all expenses paid, and it's been amazing. The best job you could ever have if you're a fat old musician like me. And Mitch Hank was important to me. My dad wasn't a big part of. Well, he was like a father to me. You know what I mean? He was like a father. That's a joke. He was like a father to me. Anyway, but he wasn't around a lot when I was a kid.
Yes.
But there were. Yeah. Yes, he was.
You're correct, sir.
Thank you, Ed. Ed Legg is here from Capital Newspapers. Learning something about podcasting, and you can do just what I'm doing and make your own podcast at MadisonTalks.com. We're four blocks from the Capitol Building in Madison, and you can talk about anything you feel like. I've done a few of them, and I try to choose my subjects pretty well. Ed, did you have somebody that you wanted to talk? You said that you had somebody that you wanted to talk about as a kind of a special.
Well, one was you, but what? I will tell another. I'll tell the Brian story later.
Oh, okay.
If you ever invite back, I'll tell it too. I can keep it short. But
yeah,
I did.
If you tell this first one we might ask you to.
All right, this is kind of a test.
If you don't do it well, all we're going to cut you right off, and your microphone will go like.
I can tell what a professional I'm working with as usual.
But Mike Brockevelt in the control room will cut you off just like that.
I can tell he looks gentle, but he does what he has to do. Yeah. He? Okay, so the one that I thought I've been partly inspired by your story.
Yeah.
I worked in Washington D.C., lived in Virginia for 5 years. Ten years ago.
Yeah.
And I knew an attorney there, one of the attorneys there. He was the place where I worked was a trade association. He was at trade associations. You have a lot of technical people running around explaining things like laws and regulations and science. And he was a regulatory attorney. And I worked with him quite a bit. And he had an interesting personality, pretty dynamic guy, and was restoring an old Porsche. Things like that. And the day, so he did eventually move on. He was old enough to actually retire from this trade association, but he went to another place. And the day he retired, somebody pointed out that he had been married to one of the two women that were on the Challenger when it exploded.
Oh, my God.
He was not married to her when it happened, but he had been to Florida 2 years earlier at her invitation to sit with her parents when she took off. And he
was married to somebody who was
on
the
Challenger
when it blew up.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The Challenger spaceship.
Yes.
That blew up in its launch.
In 1986.
And he never mentioned that to anybody.
Never, no. He never said a word about it. In fact, I've seen him since and we haven't talked about it.
Okay.
But
got somebody on the phone?
Okay.
Oh, they're gone. Okay.
They're gone.
Oh,
okay.
I got to figure out your signals. All right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Were you done with that one?
Well... Yes, I think so. He never mentioned it.
Give us the, yeah.
But then all I had to do was look up her name, and there he was. And because he was her only husband, they were married 4 years, a decade before she was a Challenger astronaut. But you could totally see how she had gone from being an engineer herself to going into the wild blue yonder.
Yeah, cool.
So that's
one. That was a good story.
Okay.
Got another one?
Well, there is the Brian Beebe saga,
which,
you know, ends, well, I don't know. I hope it doesn't end with this moment here on the radio.
It led to this,
and that was, I will tell you, I knew about Brian Beebe because I'd eaten at Denny's, not the chain, but Denny's and the Dells.
Oh, yeah.
They have a sign that says Brian Beebe with Cheap Trick.
Oh, yeah.
So Cheap Trick was opening for this guy named Brian Beebe, and I the first time I ate there.
That's what the sign says. That
yes,
wasn't how it really went, but that's what the sign.
The first time I ate there, somebody said very plainly, you know, that he was friends with one of them. They didn't even get detailed about it, but he was friends with them, and that's how he did it. And that was all I knew about Brian. And then about been here a couple of years, and I was eating at Sorrento's one night and getting ready to leave, and I heard some music, and I would say that I Yeah, I haven't gotten made a lot of money, but I mean, I've played music all my life.
He's a good drummer.
Thank you, sir. And I heard a sound that was pretty unique and interesting, and it sounded just top notch. I just thought, good heavens, who is that? And that sounds really good.
Yeah, one of these.
There we go. Yes, could we have some biblical music or something? So. I peeked in there and there's
get to the point. Do you have one of the hand signal for this?
I peeked in there and there's this guy there. I couldn't believe it. There he is.
We're going to break again.
Not only is there a guy playing, but he's behind he's playing the stage is the bar.
Yeah.
His stage is the bar.
Yeah.
All right. I'll leave it at that, but there's more of the tale, of course.
Yeah.
But
that's Ed Legg from Capital Newspapers, LEGGE. If you like the story, you can call and thank me for bringing them along. If you don't like this story, kind of write to Ed Legg, L-E-G-G-E, at Capital Newspapers. And this is Brian Beebe, sponsored once again by Monk's Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin, with their theater at the Wilderness showing Zeno and Joe this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And then I'm also sponsored by Sorrento's Italian Restaurant, a great place, a great bar and restaurant with a clunky old blonde guy playing piano and singing old songs. For 10 years I've been there and standing in a 12-inch square. We'll be right back.
MadisonTalks.com is the home of Madison's most creative talk radio. If you have a serious gift of gab, you have stories to share, political, social, or religious positions to express, contact Madison Talks to have your own 60-minute weekly podcast recorded and posted for the world to hear. Have a new book to promote? Madison Talks is the ideal place to promote it. Fly solo or line up guests for your weekly live talk session. When your 60-minute program is finished live streaming, it'll be posted as a podcast to MadisonTalks.com for listening 24/7. Take your message to the world with MadisonTalks.com. Call 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. That's 608-210-1667 or visit MadisonTalks.com. MadisonTalks.com. Looking for your creative commentary. You're listening to MadisonTalks.com, stimulating conversation on a variety of subjects and issues that matter. Share your questions, comments, or answers with us at 608-210-1667. Now here's your host on MadisonTalks.com.
Never, never know me. Don't sing, Ed. You're a drummer. For a singer, he's a heck of a drummer. I gotta say, he's a
like a father to you.
Just like a father to me. Should I sing? I want to sing my Father's Day song just because I haven't sung anything on the show for a couple of weeks. And this is a sentimental, beautiful song that I heard about Father's Day. I don't know. It's not coming for a while, but here it comes. Mother's Day is first, actually, next month. My mother was like a mother to me. She was very much like a mother to me, my mother. Anyway, are we still on? I keep touching the cord and it goes away. Bad situation here. Anyway, today, Father, is Father's Day. We're giving you a tie. It's not much I know. It's just our way of showing you. We think you're a regular guy. Today, Father, is Father's Day. We're giving you a tie. For according to our mother, you're our father. And that's good enough for us. That's good enough for us. Isn't that beautiful?
It is.
Yeah, anyway.
Yes.
So what were you...
You are correct.
You were kind of getting to the point on your story.
Well, so I knew that I then knew that Brian Beebe was throwing down, that, you know, there was a
playing.
Legitimate.
That's music musician jazz for playing. I was throwing down.
Yes, he was getting, he was a, that I was dealing with a pro.
Oh, yeah.
And I did, wasn't dealing with him yet. But then
You are correct, sir. I'll do that for you.
Thank you. I saw that that Robin Zander was coming in early 2016, and I thought, gosh, I'd really like to interview Brian Beebe. Because
you wanted to interview Robin, and so you had to suck up to me.
And it's yet to happen, but we'll get to that on our quarreling show. People you've gotten into big fights with, which we haven't yet. Good friends who you've let down. No, anyhow, just kidding. So
that's good.
So when, and I'll just say this really quick. So when I came and interviewed,
you say really quick. Here's the egg time.
All right. When I came and interviewed you, Dan Collard joined me.
Dan Collard from Monk's.
We sat at Monk's, and I was absolutely riveted. I thought that it was going to be interesting, but your history with Robin and your friendship, that was
nice
what struck me. What struck me the most, and I ended up writing it in the story.
I wish some of this was true, actually.
It is true. What struck me the most was that your relationship was close to Robin, like John Lennon's was with Stu Sutcliffe, which is
as kids, yes.
You were. Mm-hmm. And it's a very famous story if you've ever seen the movie Backbeat, which is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that is
movies.
A cool movie, yeah.
You know, it just completely reminded me of that. And then down to the fact that you did see Cheap Trick play as they were taking off.
Yeah.
And there was your buddy.
They played at my bar when before they were famous.
Yeah. Wow. And it just was very poignant. And then when I heard Robin play, I'll get it done here. Yeah. When I heard Robin play and saw him and heard him talk to you and then interact and play with you, I knew then even deeper that how far back your friendship.
Yeah, I joined him in shows.
Yes, when he played. Did I get it done?
Yeah, he still got a couple of minutes.
Okay. But his fondness for you, his fondness for you is just.
So he's got maybe a minute and a half.
Obvious. And I swear that when I interview, if I ever get to interview him, that's what I'm going to talk about is his buddy, Brian.
Is that enough now? Who's on the phone, man?
Zeta.
Zeta? Okay, let's hear what Zeta's got. I don't know who, not Zeno. No, Zeta. Okay. Hello, Zeta.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, hello.
How are you?
Do I know who Zeta is?
I certainly hope so.
Okay. Is that your whole
name?
Think
about it.
Is that your whole name?
My whole name is Zeta.
Oh, Vita.
I am from Florida.
Vita. I thought he said Zeta. I know Vita. Vita Osenberg. Sure, she owned for many, many years. She owned Nikki's 59th Street Restaurant, which was a nice restaurant on the east side of Bradenton, Florida. And she had me play for a number of years and saved my ass in a number of ways because I was broke and I was depressed for a long time. She picked me up, kind of, not in a bar, but near, like outside a bar, in the parking lot. On the gravel, she picked me up, put me to work in her bar for top dollar, and saved my life. Hello, Vita.
Hi, Brian.
I miss you, and
you?
I miss your daughter, Marcy. I might even miss her more than I miss you, just so you know.
I'm sure you probably do.
Anyway,
my luck, huh?
Do you have a story about a person in your life that really surprised you and became something very... You're a good storyteller.
Let's see. Somebody that surprised me.
Or somebody who you met and they turned around and became a much bigger part of your life than you expected they would. Do you have anybody like that?
It would probably be Marcy.
Oh, your daughter. But now, that's sweet of you to say. But what about this Brian Beebe fellow that used
Brian
to play?
I think Brian would probably be, too, sure.
No. But
he left us in Florida, and he went all the way up there, and we hadn't spoken with him in a long time.
I just hate the idea that I left Florida, by the way. I left for my wife, who since has passed away, so I just got to figure out a way to get back down there, Vita.
You have to. Yeah. We miss you, even all these years.
Are you still in the restaurant business, huh?
Absolutely not.
Oh, are you retired? Taking care of Marcy's baby? What are you doing?
Marcy doesn't have a baby.
Oh, well, then I need to talk to her. Have her call in quick.
She's hey. Working.
All right. Well, honey, I'm gonna let you go and talk to my guy here, Ed, because he was just about to get to saying something very nice about me. But what a nice treat having you call in.
I just wanted to tell you how much you were missed and how terrific you were and how terrific you are.
Yeah.
And I listen to you all the time when you're on.
Yeah.
I just want you to know that.
Well, good. And I'll be, this is streaming live on Facebook, and it will be on my Facebook page for forever, as long as there's Facebook. And it's also
good.
On MadisonTalks.com, so you can, after the show, Mike, our technical guru, puts it on,
mm-hmm.
and you can hear it forever. You can hear yourself calling in.
Oh, that's terrific.
Thanks, Vita.
Okay, Brian, you take care of yourself.
Go ahead.
And know that you're loved, okay?
All right, say hello to my friends down there.
I sure will.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Vita. Bye.
That was nice.
Yeah, it was unexpected. And then didn't you say Zita?
I did.
All right, that's really easy. But we got to figure it out. It's Vita, V-I-T-A. It's an old fashioned name. That's the reason you didn't recognize it. I keep losing my left ear and the cords of, and the situation with the hello. Anyway, Ed.
So getting further into the BB story, which has now come up with more than one person on this show, interestingly.
Yeah.
Vita being the other one. I knew that Cheap Trick was going in the Rock Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I was on vacation. You know what? It was a year ago this week. Did you realize that?
Yeah, it was. It was April.
I was on vacation, and I knew that I was going to be interested in when they got inducted.
You're a Cheap Trick fan.
Yes, absolutely. And I have been for a long time. In fact, Robin Zander is the only rock star I've ever had a conversation with.
Okay.
As a fan.
Now, how did that happen?
Fan. I was at a AC/DC concert. The opening act was.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me it was me.
No,
it wasn't. I wasn't the reason.
No, you had nothing to do with it.
All right.
It was before I met you and heard you throwing down, which adds
going
to
down.
The irony that I have yet to interview Robin. But anyway,
how did that happen?
It is a millstone, but I'm on probation. I've been on probation ever since, and at the paper. So a year ago, I was on vacation, and they inducted Cheap Trick, and I looked it up, and sure enough, Rolling Stone has Cheap Trick's poignant acceptance speech, and Bunny Carlos, the first talker, the first acceptor,
the drummer,
of course. Out of his mouth, second or third sentence, comes the name Brian Beebe. Brian Beebe is now part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
He's in Rolling Stone magazine.
He gave you complete, and he gave you the due that you didn't get when they were on the cover that time, because I remember you telling me that. You were never mentioned.
They talked around me in that Rolling Stone interview from years ago when they were on the cover.
Your photo is in the special Cheap Trick edition of the Rockville paper.
Yeah. But, I brought Ed along because he's an interesting guy. I didn't know he was going to talk about me for this long. Talk about the Dells a little bit, man.
Well, I'll tell
We're brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill in the Dells and in Sun Prairie and Middleton and Eau Claire and Verona and two in the Dells. The one in the Dells at the Wilderness has a Point Brewery concert series going on, and Mitch Zeno and Joe are playing this Saturday night at 8 o'clock. What about the Dells, though, man?
Well,
what's new in the Dells?
Well, I'll tell you something that I learned, and it's something that only someone in the Dells would not know already, and that is that the Dells has a new spokesman or a new spokesperson, and he is a yellow inner tube.
A yellow inner tube?
Yes, named Tubi.
On the internet, TV?
On TV and on TV? Television commercials and radio commercials.
I did not know that.
Yes, his name is Tubi. He's been doing this for about a year. And he sneaks up on people in their tough times in their life, like stuck at a cubicle, and says, well, you know where you want to be. Say the magic word. And they say Wisconsin Dells, and suddenly they're hurtling down a water Water Slide.
Oh, very cool. So, and this is, how come I haven't seen this?
Well,
I watch TV.
Because of where we live, we're the one demographic that the Dells isn't trying to get to come there because we're already there.
Oh, because we're already there.
Well, with me and you, they might want us to leave, too.
Yeah, they don't want us. They don't want me in a swimsuit. If I was in, like, Noah's Ark in
me
a swimsuit,
too.
There would be people that were offended and would leave. Or be asked me to be removed, one of the two.
Same here.
Yeah. So
I would ask to.
So
no,
Tubi?
Tubi? Yeah, Tubi the talking inner tube.
I wonder who thought of that. I wish I was
Know. I know who thought of it. I was sitting
don't
with him.
Don't mention the name.
I won't. He was. He works for the ad agency in
but
Milwaukee
that's
that
not
came
a very
up with
good.
It.
I would have liked to have been at that meeting where they said, yeah, let's go with Tubi. Everybody agreed? Tubi.
Apparently, Tubi is a huge hit.
Okay, but that's, what about the name of Tubi?
For those of us outside the Dells, they just love him.
Yeah.
He's like Ready Kilowatt is
oh,
to
yeah,
the electron.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And so but here's what another interesting tidbit that, of course, goes back to Brian Beebe, because most things do, 6 degrees from Beebe. When I search for the ad, which you can do on YouTube, I wrote Wisconsin Dells Tubi.
Tubi.
Third or fourth YouTube clip that comes up is Cheap Trick on Don Kirshner. Playing on Don Kirshner in 1977.
Tubi's got Cheap
Yeah,
Trick.
I don't know how Tubi and Cheap Trick got connected.
I like that.
But you get about three Tubi ads, and then you've got Robin Zander, you know, 3 years
what
removed from the Dells.
What are they talking about? Talking about the fact that he used to play in the Dells?
Maybe it is. I've got to delve in further.
Cheap Trick performs on Tubi? Come on.
Yes. But what was interesting was the second I laid eyes on them performing, because I did look it up, he looks a lot like Zeno. He reminds me of Zeno.
They both have long blonde hair. That's about as far as it goes. Did you see the Mitch Hanks show? It's backwards. Sure. The Mitch Hanks show is on every day. On MadisonTalks.com.
That's
good. Were you done with the story?
Well, I could always keep talking about you, Brian. But
don't talk about me.
It's
anymore.
An ongoing saga.
Yeah, let's. You know, I want to tell you something about Ed, though. We did a Tony Bennett and Sinatra show, a tribute show, in Sorrento's a few months back, and he jumped up and played the drums for some cool swing things, and I was surprised. He's pretty good.
Thank you. That means a lot coming from you.
Let's ask somebody out here. Somebody type in a comment that I can see on my screen. Is that enough of Ed talking about me? Somebody answer quick. Mike? No, anyway, that's interesting. And you actually had a guy that was nobody else is calling anyway. 210-1667. I didn't give that number a few times in the last few weeks, and people didn't know. Are we going to go out here pretty quick?
3 minutes. Yep.
All right. Well, let me just, because I only talked about one guy. Let me talk about another fella that has far and away been a big influence in my life. He also, the guy I talked to about first with the photos from Nazi Germany has passed. He lived to 92 years old. Now, my other friend has passed, too, and he left this earth way too young. But he, I remember him first kind of sneaking a peek at Robin and I at when we played at the Beer Keg in 1973. He wouldn't come in because he was working in this pizza restaurant, and he's covered with sauce, but he liked to be around the action all the time, around people. And so here's us playing. I could look out the front door, and there he was standing there in his white shirt and white pants with pizza sauce all over him. Well, then I knew of this guy. And then years ago, I was taking over this bar, and this other friend of mine, who will remain nameless, was going to be my partner and backed out at the last second and screwed me. He ended up messing up my whole life. But in the process, I asked this other friend if he wanted to be a partner. And we looked at it and decided it would be a great living for one person and not too good for two. So he decided to pass, and we both decided he would pass. But he was a fun guy, a gambler. And when I went on my honeymoon, he gave me $20 to play on our wedding date straight up, and somebody else gave me $2 to put on our wedding date straight up. So I took, not knowing what the heck I'm doing, I lost a bunch of money in minutes in the casino when I went to Vegas for our honeymoon. So then I took a $25 chip and put it on our wedding date straight up, and another bet and another bet. Well, these two other bets had me break even. And the third time, our wedding date came up and paid $875. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I was in front. Yeah, that was fun. What else? My friend was quite ill in the last days of his life, diabetes and other problems. But my wife and I actually moved into his home, and we lived there and helped him out. And he was much better. When we left, he could actually walk. He hadn't walked for a while. This is hard for me to talk about this guy in a short period of time because he's so interesting. But I wanted to tell you, too, and everybody in the Dells knows who I'm talking about right now. But I'm not going to tell you his name. But he was so ill, he even had both of his legs removed, a foot on one leg and the bottom of the leg on the other, from diabetes problems. But he would still insist on going out. He would have people take him out, like to hear me play, and he'd be in his bed, in his gurney, you know, and people would wheel him in to the bar where I was playing just because he needed to be out, awesome. Needed to be around me. And the ultimate one was he used to go to the Friday night. He loved basketball, high school basketball, and that is fun. That's the ultimate sport fun, high school basketball. He would have people wheel him into the game on Friday night in his gurney and watch the basketball game. Anyway, I want to tell you before we go that once again that it's been fun having my friend Ed Legg in the studio, even though he insisted on going on about me. I want to tell you one more embarrassing.
You are correct, sir.
One more embarrassing thing about me, and then I'll sign out. I played in England a couple months in the 80s. And in the Midlands, up north of London, by Birmingham. And stayed in a house, had a beautiful house they gave me to live in while I was playing there. And I go home after weeks and weeks of playing there and putting thousands of miles in my rental car. And I find out that Stonehenge was like 30 miles away from me. And I never went. Nobody ever said to me, Brian, have you seen Stonehenge yet? Nobody said... you know, are you going to go see Stonehenge? You got to go to Stonehenge? Nobody that worked there or that hung around with me in England ever said anything about it. And the other thing is, one of these days we're going to talk about my time. I worked when I was a kid. I worked for almost a year in a psychiatric unit of a hospital in Rockford, Illinois. And there were some good stories came out of that. Anyway, I'm Brian Beebe, a longtime professional musician up in the Dells. I'm brought to you. Once again, by our friends at Monk's Bar and Grill all over Wisconsin at the Wilderness. They have Zeno and Joe at 8 o'clock this Saturday night. And by Sorrento's Italian Restaurant, a great place, and at the Wilderness as well.
Where Brian Beebe performs.
Yeah, four nights a week, and I have for over 10 years, 2,000 times in the same 12-inch square. I said that before. But anyway, Mike Brockenfeld was helping us out in all the technical stuff. All our Facebook friends, thank you for tuning in. And you can hear this podcast anytime you want to on my Facebook page or on MadisonTalks.com. We're in the studios with Mitch Henk and MadisonTalks.com. See you next time.
Thanks, Brian.